This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Hong Kong's opposition camp set up polling booths across a Chinese-ruled city on Saturday for primary elections. Activists are working to select democracy candidates who stand the best chance of success in legislative council elections in September. The primaries come less than 2 weeks after Beijing imposed sweeping national security legislation on the Asian financial hub. The move stoked concerns that wide-ranging freedoms not seen in mainland China will be crushed. Beijing enacted the law on June 30th in response to Hong Kong's pro-democracy protest movement. Five people were killed in an attack on a church west of Johannesburg, South Africa, Saturday. Police say some of the attackers took hostages who were later freed. Officers arrested around 40 people and seized 40 firearms, including rifles, shotguns, and handguns related to the attack on the International Pentecost Holiness Church in Zurbicom. Local media reported one potential motive for the attack is a power struggle at the church between rival factions. Mali opposition groups urged their supporters to remain mobilized on Saturday after one of their leaders was detained in the wake of violent protests. Groups are protesting against the president and temporarily occupied state buildings. On Friday, police fired gunshots and tear gas to disperse protesters who had stormed parliament and the state broadcaster as part of a civil disobedience campaign aimed at forcing President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita to resign. Demonstrators say he failed to tackle Mali's security and economic problems. At least one person was killed in the protests on Friday. More on VOAnews.com. Go there for the latest. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has commuted the prison sentence of his longtime friend and advisor, Roger Stone, days before he was to report to prison. Stone was convicted of lying under oath and obstruction during the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. He had been sentenced to serve 3 years and 4 months. Opposition Democrats responding. Vice Chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, Mark Warner, criticized President Trump's move, tweeting, "The United States was founded on the rule of law. It seems our president has nothing but contempt for it." Thousands of demonstrators in the Russian Far East city of Khabarovsk have held a protest against the arrest of the region's leader. Sergei Fergal was arrested Thursday and flown to Moscow, where he was interrogated and ordered held in jail for 2 months. Russia's main criminal investigation body says he is suspected of involvement in several murders of businessmen in 2004 and 2005 before his political career began. The Saturday demonstration in the city was unsanctioned, but no arrests were reported. Local news media gave estimates of the crowd ranging from 5,000 to 35,000. Fergal, a member of the Nationalist Liberal Democratic Party, was elected governor in 2018 and is widely popular in the region. Religious leaders are responding a day after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced the Hagia Sophia will be changed back to a mosque. The World Council of Churches, which represents 350 Christian churches, said Saturday it wrote to Turkey's president expressing grief and dismay over his decision. The 1,500-year-old historic site was initially an Orthodox Christian cathedral that became a mosque following the Ottoman conquest of Istanbul in 1453. President Erdogan's announcement Friday about one of the world's architectural wonders has sparked fury in the Christian community and neighboring Greece. His declaration came after a top Turkish court revoked the 6th-century Byzantine monument status as a museum. On Saturday, the council's statement underscored that by deciding to convert the Hagia Sophia back to a mosque, you have reversed the positive sign of Turkey's openness and changed it to a sign of exclusion and division. More than 561,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. In the U.S., the figure is more than 134,000, according to data collected by Johns Hopkins University. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.